we all have to just realize that we don't know everything and that God knows everything and He's with us and He will give you the desires of your heart. And I'm so glad that you got to hear some of Kathy's sharing too, because He, at the right hand of God, there really are pleasures forevermore. And the closest we can get to the right hand of God really is studying His Word and understanding what He wants for us and what He says in His Word. Thank you, Lawrence, for sharing the fact that different words mean different things to different people in the world. And that surprises me, even though I know, I learned a few words in Spanish, but I know I can't speak Spanish because I don't know what I'm saying half the time. And that's one thing, the reason I didn't really want to speak in tongues, because I was afraid that I wasn't pronouncing the words right, until God reminded me one day, you don't have to worry, Jane, because you don't know the language anyway. This is supposed to be an unknown language to you. And that surprised me that God would remind me that we don't have to know everything, and we don't know everything. And speaking in tongues really reminds you that you don't know everything, because you don't know that language. And I really need to learn that lesson, because I'm the oldest in my family. And when my brothers and sisters were born, I was only like 5 years old, and my mother just expected me to know everything because I was the oldest. And I was there a long time. Well, it made my sister angry to this day. She won't talk to me, but she doesn't realize it's because when we were growing up, she thought that my mother liked me better than her because I was there first. And she saw that I was there, and she knew that I had time with my mother before she came. And this jealousy and anger and envy starts at a very young age, I noticed. And God has been showing me things, and He's been with me from the very beginning. And He knows how I felt. You know, I didn't know the whole situation, but God knows. So I really encourage everybody to take time out to go to God and write Him a letter. Write down your thoughts and how you feel, because God knows where you are, and He will give you ideas how to come out of whatever you're in. And I love that about God, because He didn't just have the Bible written for so He could have a famous book that everybody reads and so He could make a lot of money. God had the Bible written so that we could understand. We can understand Him and His ways. And I sure appreciate that, because I know faith is important and we can't please God without faith. But you know, I don't think you can have faith if you're believing the wrong thing. Yeah. You can have faith in what you're believing, but you won't be believing in God, because you're believing, you don't have the right knowledge. That's why the scriptures are so important. And that's why we have such a struggle in learning the scriptures, because they're going to take you away from the world's way. They're going to show you things that the world doesn't want you to know. The devil doesn't want you to know, because he's the god of this world. So just hang in there and keep studying the word. You know, it says that we're filled with the Spirit when we get born again. But that word filled is not what you think it means. Because there's a different kinds of filling. And when you're full, it depends on what you're taking in. You know, we take in, if we're full of milk, we're drinking milk. And if we're full of steak, we're eating steak. But you know, this kind of filling, I believe that God wants us to have, is when we're filled by the Spirit, we're filled by the knowledge of God. And the only place we can find the knowledge is in His Word. But we can also go to Him, because His Word encourages us to manifest the Spirit by getting word of knowledge, word of wisdom, and discerning of spirits. That's what God wants for us. And so if we're not believing the truth, we're just spinning our wheels. I have been studying the Word for 40 years. I've been listening to teachers who have wonderful hearts, but they don't know everything. They only can tell you what God has been teaching them, which is a really a blessing with this Zoom fellowship, because I'm learning so much. I just appreciate Kathy's teaching about the pleasures of forevermore at God's right hand, because that's what I've been experiencing. That's the only thing that kept me out of the depression that I was in. I always felt so bad that I didn't know. I thought I was stupid that I didn't know everything. Come to find out, I'm not supposed to know everything. What a relief. And so I just encourage everybody to continue studying God's Word and be filled with the Spirit means to be filled with His knowledge. God wants us to have knowledge. In Proverbs 4:7, it says, in all thy getting, get understanding. We don't just quote the Word. We understand the Word. And we've been given that privilege because we had a father in the Word that taught us that it was important to study the Word, that all Scripture was inspired by God. And so you just encouraged me to continue it more, because I didn't realize that's where I was getting the pleasure, at the right hand of God, because I'm understanding His Word better. I understand that being filled with the Spirit doesn't mean that you just got a lot of power. We're filled with the Spirit because we have an understanding of His Word. And dominion doesn't just come by by quoting a verse. Dominion comes by being a son of God. We're children of the Most High God, and that's where we get our power from. We're not infused with power. We have power because of our title, because we're sons of God. That's where you get the power. I found that out working at the sheriff department for 20 years. Those people had power. They had the title, sergeant, lieutenant, captain. But the only way they could use their power was by getting more money. If they go to the next level, they would get more money. And they didn't know how to use the power that they had. They didn't use it to the benefit of the people. They used it for their own life so they could get a bigger house, a better car, and maybe more children. They had more money. But that's not what the power of God is for. The power of God is so that we can have dominion in this world, that we can show people that they can be reconciled to God, and they can overcome all those devil spirits that are aggravating them, spirits of depression and oppression. We have authority because God gave it to us because of our title. He is our Father, and that means more to God than anything, because God knows that He wants to be our Father, and He knows that we don't know. So that's why I'm so happy for this film. Everything everybody said just fits into God's plan. This is exactly what He wants us to know. He wants us to be part of His family, and He wants us to learn from one another. So thank you for all for being here, for being part of God's family, and I just appreciate you all, and just don't never have any fear. This week showed me that no matter what the situation is, God will give you the revelation if you want it. We have to seek word of knowledge and word of wisdom. And there's a lot of things on the internet, on YouTube, that never did come to pass. But the things that are on there that are the truth are just eye-opening. I mean, there's no way that any of this could come to pass without God. God had to reveal this to these people that are in charge. And so that's why I encourage everybody to pray like God says, I think it's in 2 Timothy 2:2, that we should pray for the people that are in authority. Because those are the people that God is giving authority to besides us. He gives authority to us, but He gives us He gives His word and revelation to us, but He gives it to the people in authority. So those are the people that we need to keep in touch with and pray for. And so I thank you everybody for being here. Thank you, Kim, for your wonderful sharing on prosperity. God wants us to prosper so that we can continue to teach His word to people in our own areas, in our everyday life. Thank you that I have, I always gave, and I always, God just took such good care of me when I retired. I was afraid to retire because I was told by the people where I was working that when you retire, you don't have any money. And so I didn't want to retire, but I forgot that I was giving my whole life in sharing and tithing and giving offerings. And God just blessed me back so much. I just want to encourage you to keep on giving, because you really, you cannot outgive God. And He gives you things in ways that you never imagine. I mean, you can get in a check in the mail, not just from the government. You can get a check in the mail from other ways that God knows that you need it when you need it. God's timing is perfect. So thank you for your faith in God. You really inspire me. Thank you, everybody, and have a great week.